Welcome to the show from Cape Town. Thanks for tuning in today to Finally Friday, our weekly show designed to take you out of the workplace and into the weekend. Neil Hendricks here, and today, firstly, as the newest Springbok presenter and the stream's lone voice from the Cape, I'd like to take this opportunity a couple of days early to wish the station and everyone involved with www.springbokradio.com a very happy first birthday, which of course is on the 1st of July, so from the Cape, happy first birthday, Springbok, and congratulations. Also, I've made a few amendments to the show, which I'll tell you a bit more about after this song, which is the first of those amendments, our listener's choice of the week on Finally Friday. And the first one up is a very apt one to start the show, requested by Sean Cake, who's in Kilkenny in Donegal Island. I'm sure you all remember this song from 1973's Tres Hombres album by ZZ Top.
Springbokradio.com. It's Finally Friday. It's Finally Friday.
Was our listener's choice of the week from Sean Cake in Ireland. Sean left South Africa about 6 years ago and is now Irish, but tells me he's still struggling to come to terms with the Irish winters. Much colder winters in Ireland than here in South Africa, of course. Well, it's winter here now, Sean, and summer where you are, so hopefully you're enjoying some warmer weather now. La Grange was, of course, the title of that well-known song written about the chicken ranch. A famous Texas bordello, which was also the subject of the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. ZZ Top were formed in 1969 by Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill and Frank Beard, and they hold the distinction of having had the same band members for 40 years. Quite a feat. Thanks for that one, Sean. Now, those amendments I mentioned earlier, we're keeping the 60s favorite of the week, and besides the listener's choice of the week, we're starting another featurette, our classic rock play of the week, today at the end of the show. Furthermore, each show will focus on the top number one hits in the USA, the UK, and right here in South Africa in each year that made up the 70s decade. And so today, What better place to start than at the beginning, the year which marshalled in the 70s, 1970. This absolute pop classic by Simon & Garfunkel spent 6 weeks at number one in the USA in 1970, longer than any other song in the States that year. Of course, it's the brilliant Bridge Over Troubled Water.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side.
Simon & Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water, the biggest number one in the USA in 1970. And now, what about here in South Africa? There were three songs which all spent 5 weeks at number one in the Springbok charts in 1970. Chris Andrews' Pretty Belinda was one of them, and the Mike Kerb Congregation's Burning Bridges from the movie Kelly's Heroes was another, as was this one by Mungo Jerry.
See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and lay by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing. See, we're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
In the Summertime, of course, by Mungo Jerry, one of the three songs which spent the most weeks at number one in South Africa in our featured year in today's program, 1970.
Stay wild and listen to this and that and listen. Super Story Song Shows on Springbok Radio.
Sure to meet someone you know on Springbok Radio.
And now, before we look at what was the UK's biggest number one hit from 1970, I think we must travel back a bit for
Finally Friday's 60s Favourite of the Week.
And in our 60s slot this week, we're going to listen to the song which was the biggest number one of the year, 10 years earlier than our featured year 1970, so back in 1960. This song by the Everly Brothers spent 5 weeks at number one in the States and 9 weeks at number one in the UK for a total of 14 transatlantic weeks at number one. Just Pipping Elvis Presley's It's Now or Never, which too spent 5 weeks at number one in the States and 8 weeks in the top position in the UK. But Elvis was still making hits in 1972, and I'll be playing one of them for you a bit later. First, though, the song that spent the most weeks at number one in 1960, the Everly Brothers, Kathy's Clown. So we've looked at the biggest number ones in South Africa and the USA. Now what about the UK? Well, the most weeks spent at number one that year in Britain was 7 weeks by Mungo Jerry, with that same song we heard a bit earlier, In the Summertime. But there were two other songs which came very close to Mungo Jerry that year, both spending 6 weeks in the UK's number one position, which I'm going to be playing now for you back to back. Up first, Motown star Frida Payne had a hit with this one, which also reached number two right here in South Africa, Band of Gold.
SpringbokRadio.com. It's finally Friday. It's finally Friday.
understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why.
The unmistakable voice of Elvis Presley with his live 1970 hit, The Wonder of You, which, like Freda Payne's Band of Gold, was at number one in the UK for 6 weeks in 1970, also making the top three here in South Africa. And now, to close the show, we're going to be listening to another 1970 classic, but in a slightly different vein than the other chart toppers we've been hearing today. In the last of our new featurettes, Finally Fridays,
Classic Rock Play.
Formed by guitarist Ritchie Blackmore and keyboardist John Lord in February 1968, with the inimitable vocals of Ian Gillan coming into the group a year later, Deep Purple enjoyed chart success in 1970 with this song, which I'm sure you'll all remember, Black Knight.
Maybe a higher on the way down the line. lying in the pool sun, watching as the pretty panties run. Hey, Aqualung, feeling like a dead duck.
Thank you.
watching as the pretty panties run. Hey, Aqualung, feeling like a dead duck.
Was our listener's choice of the week from Michael Parsons in the UK, a great choice to get the show rolling. Jethro Tull was formed by Ian Anderson in 1968 when they released their debut album This Was, a rock blues album with some jazz influence too. But over the years the lineup changed, leaving founder member Anderson the only survivor of the original group, with incumbent guitarist Martin Barret joining the group from the second album Stand Up, and remaining with Anderson and Tull throughout the years. The group is still going strong today with well over 50 album releases to date. Michael says he'd like to hear more rock on the show. Well, there you go, Michael, as requested. Okay, let's look at the pop charts now. But before looking at which songs were the top number one hits, here's one that wasn't quite the top number one hit in any of the three countries' charts we look at, but it did spend 6 weeks at number one in South Africa and 5 weeks in the top spot in the UK in 1971. It's Dawn's Knock Three Times.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
A big hit for Dawn in 1971, that one, Knock Three Times. Okay, which was the biggest hit in the United States that year? It was this unforgettable song by Three Dog Night.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Singing
1971's biggest hit in the States, which also hit the number one spot in both the UK and here in South Africa, Three Dog Night's Joy to the World. And now it's time to go back to
Finally Friday's 60s favorite of the week.
And look at 10 years before our featured year, thus 1961. Which song was the biggest international number one that year? This classic song, which actually traversed 1960 and 1961, spending 6 weeks in the number one position in the USA at the end of 1960 and into 61, and 4 weeks at number one in the UK at the beginning of 1961, for a total of 10 weeks at number one in the two most recognized international pop charts. It's this beautiful ballad by Elvis Presley, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Elvis Presley there with the biggest worldwide hit from 1961, Are You Lonesome Tonight? Right, let's move back to our featured year now. We've heard the biggest number one out of the States from 1971. Now, what about Britain? Well, there were a few songs which spent 5 weeks at number one in the UK that year. George Harrison's My Sweet Lord, Dawn's Knock Three Times, which we heard a bit earlier, The Middle of the Road's Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep, do you remember that one? And Rod Stewart's Maggie May, which was also the second biggest number one in the States that year. But the song which spent the most time at number one in the UK in 1971, 6 weeks at the top, was this one by T-Rex, Hot Love.
Springbokradio.com. It's Finally Friday. It's Finally Friday.
She's a woman of gold. She's not very old. She's not very old. I don't mean to be bold.
Okay, that was T-Rex with Hot Love, the UK's biggest number one of the year in 1971. Now, before we listen to South Africa's biggest 71 hit, let's listen to our
Classic Rock Play
for this week, with Ozzy Osbourne on vocals, Tony Iommi on guitar, Geezer Butler on bass and Bill Ward on drums. Black Sabbath had consistently denied any connection with the occult, something they were often accused of by the media. 1971 saw them enjoy their first commercial success in the singles charts with the title track from their second album, our classic rock play of the week, Paranoid.
SpringbokRadio.com. It's Finally Fridays. Finally Fridays.
Referred to in 1971 as underground music, Black Sabbath's Paranoid, which shot them to international prominence in the rock world. Okay, which was the biggest number one right here in South Africa in 1971? The song which spent the most number of weeks in the coveted number one position? Well, The Sweet spent 6 weeks at number one with Funny Funny, as did Dawn with Knock Three Times, and again The Sweet with Coco, which spent 8 weeks in the number one spot in South Africa. But the biggest South African hit of 1971 spent a record 12 weeks at number one, and you'll definitely all recall this song, I'm sure, by local group Charisma, who had an absolute smash hit with Mammy Blue.
One that over 21.
Oh, Mammy, Mammy,
it's sad to find. shed up on the hill.
Oh, mammy.
Seems lifeless, but it's standing still.
Oh, mammy, mammy.
And memories of my childhood fill.
Oh, mammy.
My mind. Oh, mammy, mammy. I've been through all the walks of life.
Oh, mammy.
Seen quiet days and lonely nights.
Oh, mammy, mammy.
And now without you by my side.
Oh, mammy.
I'm lost. Oh, without you, mammy.
Mammy Blue by Charisma, which spent a record of 12 weeks at number one in South Africa in 1971, closing our show for today. I hope you enjoyed the music. Any requests or comments are welcome. My Springbok email address is up on the website. I can also be contacted directly at my own personal email address, which is neilhen@telkomsa.net. I'll spell that for you, N-E-I-L-H-E-N, neilhen@telkomsa.net. Please feel free to mail me to chat about, well, just about anything you want to chat about. And many thanks to those who mailed me last week. As always, it's much appreciated. Do stay tuned to Springbok Radio. Remember, tomorrow John Ferreira presents the Top 20 time, playing the pick of the hits from the Springbok Radio Top 20 from 1964 to 1985. There's always great entertainment on Springbok, plenty of excellent old-time radio, and lots of other tasty shows as well. Just enough time for me to wish you a relaxing, enjoyable weekend. Thanks for joining me today. Do take care and join me again next week on Finally Friday. Neil Hendrikser saying cheers.
Fainting, maybe. He'll always hear the people say, yeah, yeah.